IllbeHonest.com.
Anytime the Lord deals with us about an idol in our heart, I mean, there's nothing more glorious when your Heavenly Father disciplines you. And I mean, it's like you don't even care if it's a rebuke from the Lord, because it's just so good when the Lord deals with you, when He actually speaks to you. I mean, it's life to you. It's life to your bones. It's life to your soul. And I can give you one example. One time I was sitting in this community college, and I was reading this little booklet on revival. And one of the things that it was listing some things that happen during revival. And it said, long-standing patterns of selfish indulgence are broken in people's lives. And right when I read that, it was like the Lord directly spoke to my heart, and it was like Facebook. And I mean, it was like, I used to go home, I would get home, and I would usually just get on Facebook maybe and talk to people and do this or that for 45 minutes or an hour right after school. And I would always get home, and I'd see my roommate Reese over there diligently reading Jonathan Edwards or something, you know. And in my conscience I'd feel convicted, you know, like, man, he's striving after the Lord, you know. I'm not trying to boast in Reese, but all of his time was set apart to seeking the Lord in prayer and reading these theology books and studying the scriptures. And here I am coming home, you know, and going straight for the Facebook for 45 minutes to an hour. And the Lord, when I was sitting there in that school, the Lord spoke to me directly, and it was overwhelming, the joy, you know, and He gave me grace to overcome that. And by the grace of God, I generally just spend about 3 minutes just answering stuff on there a day now. There's a type of Christianity which has no concept that we are in the middle of a war right now. And that's the way the scripture puts it, that we are in the middle of a battle. We're in the middle of eternal battle, where there are eternal things at stake, such as the souls of men. And you've got to have that reality, that this is not your home, that we are pilgrims, that we're passing through, we are aliens, we are strangers, we no longer fit in here, we don't belong here. And the devil will try to put its arm around the church and say, you know, well, yeah, that's true, but it's okay to spend, you know, an hour of your day just messing around on Facebook or doing this or that, or even in terms of entertainment. I mean, people spend hours of their time a week on entertainment. I would say entertainment, things like Facebook, things like movies, things like video games, I would say that is by and large the God of America. I mean, that if you look at people's lives, what they think about, what they're concerned about, what they're planning on doing this next weekend, what they're excited about, it's entertainment. And I mean, the devil has lulled people to sleep. And the reality is, we're in the middle of a war. And things like Facebook, it's just one more thing that will try to grab at your attention. It's like the masses of humanity, they're walking off a cliff into eternal hell. And they're laughing, they're talking to each other on each other's phones, they're typing on Facebook, they're doing this and that. But there's no reality that this world is going downhill, it's perishing, people are dying. And here I am spending my time on the computer, doing nothing, wasting, just chatting about this or that. I mean, you're only given a certain amount of time a day, and your life is a vapor, and we're to use it for eternity. And I mean, we're going to give an account for that time that we spent. I mean, the question is, why would you want to spend an hour on Facebook when you could spend an hour in the secret place with Christ? I mean, it's not comparable. I mean, to grow in the knowledge and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, to have your eyes open, to see more of the glory of God, to know more of the fullness of His presence and fullness of His joy. I mean, what does that compare to spending an hour playing some stupid little game that someone made on Facebook, or looking at someone's new pictures for an hour? I mean, we were made for higher things. You weren't made for the things of the earth. It says, set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. I mean, why would you spend your time doing that when there's such a glorious Redeemer that saved us? I mean, God is not, the devil's not scared of that kind of Christianity. The devil's scared when men begin to pray and call on the name of the Lord, when people begin to seek God and to dwell in that secret place, to meet with their Heavenly Father, and then the power of God is on their life, and they begin living the Christian life. That causes demons to tremble and flee when God draws near. So that's what we need. Lord, help us, you know, save us from this, all the million distractions that Satan is willing to throw your way to distract you and keep you from the secret place of prayer, to keep you from growing in Christ, seeing more of His glory.